You're listening to SBS News.
The Golan Heights form the border between Syria and Israel and touch at the south on Jordan's northernmost tip. A vital source of water in the arid region and a key strategic position, the Golan Heights run up from the eastern shore of the Sea of Galilee, also called Lake Tiberias, and down to the armistice line on the Syrian-controlled side, just 50 kilometres from Syria's capital, Damascus. Now, United States President Donald Trump has signed a declaration recognising Israel's sovereignty over the border area. Breaking with decades of international consensus, he signed the declaration alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Mr. Trump says it's been a long time coming.
Under my administration, the unbreakable alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger. At this moment, the American Embassy stands proudly in Jerusalem, the capital the Jewish people have established, and they've wanted the embassy for many, many years, for many decades, and frankly, through many presidents, and we got it done.
Syria used the Golan Heights to attack Israel during the 1967 war, prompting the Israeli army to seize part of the territory. Israel took additional territory during the next war in 1973, but that was returned a year later in a deal that also drew a ceasefire line and created a demilitarized zone. In 1981, Israel passed a law formally annexing the area, which was not recognized internationally. Tensions flared up again with the start of the 2011 uprising against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. That year, in protests marking the anniversaries of the creation of Israel and the 1967 war, Palestinian refugees living in Syria rushed the ceasefire line. The area continues to see fighting today. There's been several attempts at peace talks between Syria and Israel over the Golan Heights, but they've failed. Syria says it wants a return to the pre-1967 border, which would give it rights to the Galilee water. Israel wants guarantees over its control of the water, and says the civil war in Syria demonstrates a need to keep the area as a buffer zone. Israel also says it fears Iran, a backer of Bashar al-Assad, is seeking to establish itself in the area in order to launch attacks on Israel. Mr. Netanyahu says Israel does not plan to relinquish any more territory.
Just as Israel stood tall in 1967, just as it stood tall in 1973, Israel stands tall today. We hold the high ground and we shall never give it up.
Mr. Trump's announcement comes just over a year after he made an intervention breaking another issue with decades-long international consensus, his recognition of the disputed city of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Mr. Netanyahu, who's currently fighting a tough election campaign and corruption charges in Israeli courts, says Mr. Trump is a great friend of Israel's.
Our dear friend, Donald, you have shown consistently incredible support for Israel, for our right to self-defense. When we exercise that self-defense, you have never flinched. Mr. President, over the years, Israel has been blessed to have many friends who sat in the Oval Office. But Israel has never had a better friend than you.
Syria says the US move is a blatant attack on Syrian sovereignty. Syria's ambassador to the United Nations, Bashar Jafari, says Mr. Trump's move undermines the prospect of peace.
It doesn't change anything, but unfortunately we have to acknowledge that it triggers more escalation and more tension in the international relationship. These administration policies and actions are nothing but a recipe for more wars.
The United Nations, Russia and Lebanon have also criticized the US. Syria says it has the right to retake Golan Heights through methods it's termed by all legal means, including by force. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.